But Zedekiah rebelled. So it came to pass, this is chapter 25 now, verse 1, came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his host, against Jerusalem, pitched against it. They built forts against it round about. The city was besieged till the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And then we're told, on the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken up. All the men of war fled by night by the way of the gate between two walls, which is by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees were against the city round about, and the king went the way toward the plain. The army of the Chaldees pursued after the king, overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army were scattered from him. So they took the king, brought him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. Now notice this. This was something that Jeremiah had predicted, and he was considered a traitor because he told the people the truth. Verse 7, and they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with fetters of brass, and carried him to Babylon. This man deceived by false prophets, but would not listen to God's prophet. Now he's carried away into captivity, blinded. Now, what did Nebuchadnezzar do? Well, because this city had rebelled, verse 9, he burnt the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem and every great man's house burnt he with fire. Now this city was burnt and leveled so that when Nehemiah came later on, after the 70 years captivity, and looked upon that waste, it almost seemed hopeless and helpless. And he rallied the people. And the thing he had to overcome more than anything else was discouragement. These people were discouraged. What had happened? Well, the armies of Nebuchadnezzar had now broken into the city. The false prophets were false prophets. They'd said, God won't let this city be destroyed. And there are people today that are giving out in this country a false message, friends. They're saying that we're part of the Ten Lost Tribes. They're saying, God's on our side. He won't let us down. Why, my friend, God doesn't have to have us. Where did that notion come from? Well, it came from this period. And God sent them into captivity. Sad day for them. And it ought to be a lesson for us in this day.